Hey everybody, welcome to Tripod. This is the monthly-ish Tripod podcast. God damn it, I still can't get it right. The Tripulse podcast. This is a monthly podcast, hopefully, that we have every month. It features myself, Kit, and some other people. But myself and Kit are the only two hard-coded members of this podcast. Thanks. I don't know where I'm going with this. Anyways, no. Thanks. See, the thing is, we can't guarantee that you're going to be here every week, Wallace. That's the thing. And I don't reserve a seat for you every week either.
Thanks.
Or every month. So.
Thanks.
Fuck off. Anyways, this is the tripod. God damn it. I actually started repeating myself because you fucked me over on that one. Thank you.
Good. That's what you get.
This is the Tripulse podcast where we talk about video games, music, and what's going on in Tripulse. Let's go ahead and go down the list, starting from Josh.
Hello. Am I supposed to say anything else, or is it just
You're supposed to introduce yourself.
Oh, hi. My name is Josh. I primarily am a music producer and a professional Canadian.
How does one become
also bad at
Canadian?
Don't ask. That's not okay, for next. You to know.
Inside information.
Next.
Classified. Next, we're doing intros. Sorry, yes. My dad kind of interrupted me. Hi, I'm Wallace, aka Flex. I'm one of the admins here, and I'm small boy producer and just huge video game player and nerd.
You're not a thick boy?
I'm not a thick boy. I'm small boy. I'm thin boy. I'm a walking twig.
Beanpole.
Am I the only one that gets the reference?
Was that a reference to Wooly's tweet yesterday?
Wooly had a song come out recently.
Oh, right, on his EP. Now I remember. Yes. I get your reference. Well done.
Next.
Greetings. It is I. Me.
Very, very specific.
That's not there an introduction. You gotta keep going. Come on. <man. laughs>
I am Kit, Lord of Tripulse. And by that, I mean I run the blog and things.
Okay. Next.
Hey, Zach, I produce music as Snack.
Look at that, professional. Super quick, easy, done. Be like Zach.
Hold on, I gotta get my notebook. I didn't take notes.
Bar has been set.
We're recording. Just go back and listen to it later.
Oh, this isn't going to get uploaded till like a few years later.
No, I'm not the one doing
it recording.
Now. Oh, well, okay, you got a point.
This year's tripod has been uploaded in the year 2022. Recorded in the year 1982.
Little do we know, he just sets up his schedule.
Tripulse existed in 1982.
Hey, I have a question for you. Which computer are you recording this on? Are you recording this on your new working one or your old dud one?
All right. Yeah. I see my computer situation has become so confusing that not only am I confused, but everyone else is confused.
The timeline is fucked up.
The timeline is fucked up so bad.
I have a dead computer, an even deader computer, and a computer that's glitchy, and the one that I just built wasn't for me. So
okay.
This is the glitchy one.
All right,
deadass computer.
You know, every YouTuber's doing like those Wish challenges. I want to do a Wish challenge where I build a computer with nothing but parts from Wish, but I'm scared that I'll either A, burn my house down with the PSU, or B, I'm going to build it and it's going to explode a week later.
A week. That's pretty generous.
Okay. Have we gotten all that out of our system?
probably.
Okay.
Activate podcast.
I'm going to start the podcast this time with what's happening in Tripoles, and specifically what's happening kind of with me at the moment. Can we not have this fucking EMF interference bullshit going on right now? Where is it coming from? Y'all don't hear it, of course. It's on my end. Anyways, hello everybody. I'm Adrian. It's still in Ohio. So, interesting story. After going to Carolina, North Carolina? South Carolina.
One of the Carolinas.
Helping in the kitchen, I came back to Ohio to try and get my knives back. And, the process is literally taking so long to where I felt, I'm like 50 miles from Lost Land, from the venue, actually.
Day 32 at Lost Lands.
The rave never stops.
Dude, I saw fucking Chuck's carting out the dinosaurs the other day. It was kind of cool. Anyways, I'm still in Ohio. And the reason I'm still in Ohio is because the process of trying to get my knives back from the police has literally taken so long that it was actually becoming necessary and more affordable for me to fucking move out here for who knows how long now until I can get them back. And then also,
I have a question for you, Adrian. Okay. Is because I don't know if you told this story or not, but how the fuck did you get your knives taken away from you by the police?
They did car searches.
So the search situation here at Lost Lands was a lot more strenuous than it was at Base Canyon. They searched literally every single car that came in. And then because I'm a nice guy and I'm like, hey, be careful with this bag because my knives are in this bag. Don't just go digging around. And they're like, oh, you can't have knives. And they took away my knives.
I could have cooking knives.
Ooh.
I thought so too. And I was wrong, apparently. You can't have knives of any kind.
It literally said on the website, you can have chef's knives.
Yeah, they didn't take... I couldn't do anything about it. And I wasn't about to leave because we'd already been in line for like 6 hours at that point. I didn't want to go back and I guess put him in Ezra's house. Another thing.
Didn't you say he was in New York at the time?
What?
Didn't you say Ezra was in New York? Or whatever? No. What?
No.
I thought that's why we couldn't drop off the computer.
No, I got tired of waiting for him.
Oh.
Anyways, he's supposed to be going to New York at some point in time because of a school thing, but
okay.
I don't know when that is. No, I just got tired of waiting for him that day. That's why I couldn't drop off the computer. Anyways, okay. I didn't have anywhere to go to put my knives. And so the only option that I really had, because I didn't want to sit there and argue with them and hold up more people in line, was to just say, fuck it, take my knives. Anyways, still in the process of doing that, I've actually ended up searching through so much bullshit in the, first of all, the Lost Lands and Residence Festival Lost and Founds and the police shit. Whatever, that they're quote unquote ahead of schedule on getting stuff sorted and sent back to people. So yeah, still haven't found my shit though. I'm beginning to think that somebody might have taken the knives.
Ooh, that's really so unlucky.
Yeah, yeah, I'm actually surprised you're still like holding out for them. I thought you would have just like cut your losses and moved on. So, like, I understand they're like expensive, really, but
well, one of them was sentimental because it was a gift. Anyways, like I was just doing it for so long that I was like, okay, I'm about to drop like $500 to have a place to stay for a week to look for these knives, or I can find an apartment or like a room to rent, do that for a month, and then go do that in the meantime, and maybe find a job, and now I have a job, and now I have a place to stay, and now I have bills to pay. So, basically, I've just started living here, and I'm kind of just stuck here now. So like I've kind of put my money into being comfortable out here, and I had to get new clothes because I didn't have a whole lot of winter stuff, and winter up here is it's a little more involved than it would have been in Arizona. So yeah, that's
welcome
fun.
Welcome to the north.
Fuck off.
Anyways, welcome to the north, man. Like,
dude, yeah, don't even talk, Wallace. Like, come on.
I know, like, you guys in Calgary are probably getting fucked, but I mean, still, it's getting cold here.
Gaxel, speaking of Illinois, I just realized, you know, I am in Ohio, which is not exactly the greatest state to exist, but I'm literally right there from Illinois, and. What state is Boston in? Massachusetts. Okay. Mm-hmm. And of course New York City, but I don't really have any love for New York City, to be honest. Anyways, that Gaxel. Anyways, I realized that, and I was like, I can go to these places and, you know, have some fun every once in a while, I guess. But yeah, so I'm still in Ohio. Which is why I've been kind of dodging you, Zach. It's also kind of why I'm like in this weird kind of limbo about my finding the Pulse uploads and all that shit. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm just right now what I'm doing is I'm just sitting saving up money, and either come February I might just take off. Or I might wait until the summer to take off. I'm not sure yet because of weather. Like, snow and shit. No way, no. Anyways, that's what's going on with me. I guess we can just finish the what's going on in Tripulse section right now. I know that's out of order, but anything else going on Tripulse-wise? Music releases from you guys, stuff that you're working on, blah, blah, blah.
Tripulse is taking a nap again.
One. I mean, Tripulse, I know I plugged it last time, but the album actually came out.
It did.
It's good shit, Josh. Very, very well done.
Appreciate.
Speaking of album, I'm slowly working on my own. It's slowly happening. But all of you guys probably saw the tweets yesterday talking about Sudden Deaths and AFK's remix competition, which I was also talking about in the music chat. And I'm working on my own remix for that because they're holding a competition. And I don't really expect to win, but I also think I have a chance to make a really strong entry, just kind of considering where I've gotten with my skill set and how everything's just kind of evolved. And I'm actually like really happy with what I've got right now. And
making progress.
Yeah, making progress. I honestly recommend like everybody to just at least try it and I don't know, make something, because I haven't really done a lot of remix competitions since EDM District days, and I used to hold my own, and then I kind of stopped, and. It just is a lot of fun to do remixes, and I want to do more of them, and I'm going to try, but this is what I really needed, because a lot of the thing that's really held me back is trying to get songs to just kind of naturally come together, and it really just takes all of the fun out of music for me when something just doesn't click and I have to struggle to make something that really matches my expectations, and this remix just really did that for me, and I had so much fun. So that's kind of what's going on for me.
Welcome to Tri-Pulse, where the speed of sound is 3 miles an hour.
You're right.
You're right.
I mean, what kind of sound are we talking?
The slow kind.
We don't run in the 90s here. We crawl in the 90s.
I mean, I feel like I'm at least like an Andre DeGrasse level sprint. Not quite Usain Bolt, but like
these
almost there.
I'm considering entering that remix competition myself.
Consuming.
All you,
I mean, like,
consuming. All you gotta do, gotta do is,
I don't really,
make a decent.
I wanna remix that song and do exactly the opposite of what you're doing, and just go even less melodic than it already was. Because, as usual, I am the antithesis of EDM, the EDM scene progression.
I mean, as long as you make the intro not sound like it's a Control-C, Control-V, like the other remixes slash bootlegs that I've heard on SoundCloud where they literally just replace the drop.
That's the complaint I have about pretty much every remix right now, is that people just kind of replace the drop and leave the intro and bridge and everything alone.
I mean, to be fair, like, my remix kind of did that, but I tried to... add some melodic elements under it so it sounded more melodic. I posted it in music, so...
I know, I've been doing a lot of stuff today.
If I actually get around to this remix competition, the intro probably is going to be unrecognizable.
Except for, like, what, the Go Berserk thing? Or you gonna fuck with that too?
Every time I remix anything, my remix ends up sounding completely unique to the original. I'm pretty sure that's what makes me lose every time.
Some curse images are not allowed, Gaxel.
Oh no.
For listeners at home, there's a text chat that we can see and you can't.
This is true. And you can join it by going to the Discord channel.
http://tripulse.internet.
Tripulse.internet.
Anyways, I think that's pretty much it as far as like.
That's what's happening.
We're not really.
We didn't hear from Zach.
We got a couple songs.
I am so sorry.
Yeah, I don't really have anything going on. The song I have set up for Halloween release, and I'm working on a collab with someone. Besides that, I can't walk, but that's it.
Wobbledy wobbledy wop.
I'm stacking my paper in my wallet. It looks like a Bible.
Zach, I'm sorry, dude. That was a little insensitive.
It's too fine. That is really funny.
I guess I forgot to mention this earlier.
And Gaxel, you should know.
I've got actually a couple other songs now in about a week and a half.
And this is the bathroom. And this is the bathroom.
Now there's a throwback.
Oh my god.
Dude, I will never. I will never not laugh at that.
Jesus Christ.
It has gone down in history.
You can't even find it anymore. I think he deleted it.
It is fully committed to the history books.
Again, audio listeners, in case you don't know what's going on, Gaxel had an old video of XCOM, and he called every room the bathroom.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
That's the
gist. I actually don't remember this.
He had to be there.
It was Skype days, dude. Like,
I'm sure I probably was there at some point, but
Oh yeah, you were there.
I don't know.
You just don't remember.
Yeah, you were there.
It had to make an impact. That's what's happening.
I think when he posted it, like the chat just moved so fast that it kind of like disappeared. Okay. Anyways, I guess now that's actually it for stuff that's going on in Tripod. So moving on from that, let's talk about some music. has anybody listened to any of the stuff that came out this week?
Listened to some of the like new stuff. I've mostly listened to Wooly's EP and also new Sullivan King song goes fucking ham.
That was cool, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a new Seven Lions and Slander song, which I haven't listened to, but I know it's
Seven
there.
Lions Slander needed it happen.
Speaking of which, I don't know if this is just like a me thing, but I don't think I've ever heard a solo Slander track.
Well, that's because there's two people.
I mean,
it's kind of hard to have a solo when there's two people.
You know what the fuck I meant. Shut up.
Everything is glad when it's Slander.
Shut up, man.
No, you know what? I do think you're right. I don't think I've ever seen a song where it's just like by Slander.
Just Slander. Like,
I think it's always like, it's usually, if anything, it's usually Slander and Nightmare. That's kind of like the normal. But otherwise, I don't think I've ever seen anything either.
I've been listening to a lot of Moon Hooch lately. Which isn't even EDM. It's good.
I still don't follow any of these people.
You should follow Moonhoot.
Gunship came out with an album, and it's really nice. I like it a lot.
Okay, but all of
I might be the only person in this call right now who listens to that kind of music at all, let alone Gunship themselves.
See,
but it's worth saying that it's good.
I assumed that it was like a popular like 80s band because, I mean, Gunship just sounds like an 80s band. But I also then assumed that it might have been something a little more obscure. And I was right.
It's both of those things. Good job.
All that is irrelevant, though, because Polyphia had a album come out and it is fucking dope. It's such a great, like, just... EDM, I don't even know if you can call it EDM because there's only a few parts in it that really are like produced. The rest of it's like, I mean, they're just basically a band that jams and does this like funky modern jazz kind of fusion thing. It's really cool. I like them a lot. That's what I've been jamming to this week. And Wooly, of course, and then the Seven Liar Slander and Dabin release. And then some stuff came out last week, too, and I don't remember what... Oh, Visceral came out a little while back.
I like, skimmed through it. I'm honestly not really a fan.
It's a departure. It's almost as big as a departure as Worlds was for Porter, I feel.
Yeah. Like, maybe it's just me stuck in, like, the 2014 days of, like... Like, the... I don't even remember what the...
Change your mind.
EP
5 years
called.
Ago, you were all over Getter's dick.
Okay, well, calm down. That's why I was literally talking about that. Maybe it's just because I'm still stuck in my ways from, like...
He was talking to Gaxel.
Oh.
Yeah.
That text chat's a little confusing.
To be fair, I'm not focused on that.
How was this year, Gaxel? Oh, my God.
Okay, now I need to check. Confusion.
Oh, wow.
Choppers is the best song on that album, on that EP, LP. Fight me. Fight me. Fight me. Yep, there we go. Cheeseburger's
confirmed.
Old news.
Everybody tune in at an unconfirmed date. Tripulse pay-per-view, Adrian versus Gaxel.
Where's another No, where's the nearest elementary school, Jaxel? I'll fight you on the playground.
fight me after school.
I'll hang you. I will hang you from the monkey bars.
3 p.m.
I don't know how you're going to do that when you can't even, like, reach the monkey bars unassisted.
Bitch, there's stairs.
Oh, man. That's straight savage.
Don't you know how a fucking hangman's noose works? You put it around their neck, you throw it over the bar, and you pull the other side up. Anyways, let's move on to video games.
Wait, hold on. I just want to address this claim about Chops being the best. Uh-oh. I'd say it's definitely up there. I don't know if I would say it's by and large the best. I don't know if there's anything better, but I think it's probably about equivalent to everything else on there. I think it was just a very solid project overall.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say you can't say there's nothing better than it, and then it not be the best, because then it doesn't. That's not logical. But I see what you said.
Yeah.
I have one final thing to add to music too. It's a sentence.
Oh, hold on. Hold that thought. Actually, no. You go first, and then I got something after it.
Modix put out a song, "The Wild." Underrated. Look him up.
Link it. Because I won't remember that after the description
below. Yeah. Okay. This might not necessarily
it's in the description below.
This might not necessarily
I thought that was gonna go over everybody's head.
Like Modigs is the greatest artist, but like I haven't followed him in a while.
It surprises me that Modigs, as good as he is still as underrated as he is.
Agreed.
This song was mainly inspired by The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
This man has a growth rate slower than my growth rate, except the difference between me and him is he knows what he's doing.
Define growth rate, like fans?
Fans, listens, whatever you want that to mean.
Well, I almost thought you meant skill. Sorry for the burp, by the way.
I don't know that skill. I don't know this man.
Anyways,
I mean, the baseline and Vexar follows him, so
I gotta.
He's a few big people following him.
This might not necessarily be super like pure music related, but boys, Mass Effect, Complete 12.
No.
Shut up. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not.
No.
That's what I thought too, Gax. I thought he was going to just like come out or something.
Video games.
Let's talk about video games.
Forza Horizon 4, Forza's unexpected triples game. I got it as a gift. Now, I didn't want to buy it, and then someone bought it for me, and now suddenly several people in triples also bought it.
It is now my turn to say I refuse. Because I actually don't like racing games.
I don't understandable. Like Forza.
I want it. The problem is no Xbox One, no Windows 10. So I'm just...
Get you Windows 10. It's not hard.
I'm just waiting for someone to buy me
a new machine right now.
What OS are you on again?
Windows 8.1.
Oh, dude, get Windows 10, fam. Don't do that to yourself.
Well, I wanna, but I need to get a new thing and then do a clean install. And
downgrade to 7.
No, but I want to play Forza Horizon 4. So,
yeah, you can't do that on Windows 7, fam.
So, because you have Windows 8... It never occurred to me that all your problems were actually probably coming from the lack of driver support on Windows 8 rather than anything to do with any of your hardware.
Well, I mean, I fixed my hardware and that pretty much fixed the problem. So I mean, yeah, there is a lack of driver support, but
the audio not working through anything but your microphone, kind of.
Okay, well that is a software. That is a software problem. Thankfully, I just got lucky and happened to have hardware that somewhat fixed the problem. AKA, I have a Blue Yeti, so I can just plug my headphones into the Yeti, and I have to hear myself talk every time I talk, which is annoying. But I can still.
Do you know they turn that off?
Wait.
I can mute the microphone, and that it just eliminates all sound, so I don't hear it, which is what I do when I'm not talking.
What's the software issue with your Yeti?
Oh wait, so, never mind. I'm sorry. You're on Windows 8. I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
I can show you how to fix the issue.
So for anyone that doesn't know already, basically what happened was I wanted to get a new SSD to move my OS to, and so I got an M.2 drive. And what I decided to do was I decided to clone my SSD, which was a dual SSD and hard drive running off of the same SATA cable, which was causing issues both in-game and even out-of-game, just normal use of my PC. And I just decided to clone the SSD to the new M.2 drive, and it went fairly successfully, except for I can now no longer use the headphone port just straight from my PC. It doesn't show up in voice meter, and it doesn't show up in the default sound settings in Windows. So those are pretty much off the table, and I now have to use my Blue Yeti, because thankfully it still recognizes the USB ports and all of that. So those settings just literally aren't there. They're gone. I don't know how to fix it. I can't find drivers to fix it. I've pretty much just been like, well, instead of trying to fix the software, I'm just going to get Windows 10, because I've been meaning to do that since Windows 10 came out, technically, because I was going to upgrade when I originally built my PC, and then I didn't because I wasn't very trusting. I heard a lot of bad things about Windows 10. So
yeah. You're sticking with the temporary permanent solution.
Until I get the money to get a new drive.
Also, you still don't have an audio interface?
No, I don't have an audio interface. Well, my brother has an audio interface, but I don't want to temporarily borrow it and then be like, yeah, can I just use this all the time and not have a music, because he uses it for his own music stuff. But yeah, I don't have just my own.
I will ship you a Scarlett 2i2.
You just have a spare line around?
Yeah, because it doesn't work on my computer.
Well, what do you think? What makes you think it's going to work on mine?
Because you have a USB 2.0 port. That's the entire problem. I don't.
Hold on a second.
Wait.
Let's unpack that for a second. What do you have on your computer?
USB 3.0 ports.
Do you have PC? Do you have PS2 ports?
No, only USB 3.0.
What the fuck?
How did you manage that?
You specifically wanted this port too.
Ask.
It's their fault, not mine.
I heard you wrong at first. I thought you said Jesus.
Ask Jesus.
Is it actually pronounced
Jesus? Go down to your local church to
Jesus.
Ask why my motherboard doesn't have USB 2 ports.
Josh is a sir.
Stop.
Wait, hold on. What was the question that Josh asked?
Oh, I asked if it was actually pronounced Asus, because I always said Asus.
Oh, now I get Adrian's joke. Okay, cool. That was a good one. Asa, dude. Hey, Dad, can I borrow your saw, dude?
That's a sus from me.
Dude.
One of my favorite One of my favorite moments ever was walking up to Dion Timmer and him turning around and being like, "Sup, dude."
Can we do the recaps? Can we do those?
I kind of feel like we already did, but we can do it again in just a minute after we talk about video games.
Which we said we were going to do twice now and still haven't.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm gonna change because we talked about Forza, and I'm just going to quickly talk about Call of Duty Black Ops 4, and say that Blackout is stupid.
I've heard very good about Blackout.
Here's my take on
but good things about it.
Are we allowed to talk about mainstream games now? Is that something we're allowed to do in Tripoles?
Yeah.
I thought we weren't supposed to talk about like.
I'm gonna talk about it because
I'm gonna talk about Assassin's Creed after this.
I'm gonna talk about it because I got it yesterday and I was only able to play Blackout because I decided to play while the game was still downloading because Battle.net lets you download up to a certain point and then continue downloading in the background while you play or something like that. So only Blackout was available, and I played a couple rounds of it, and it's basically what you'd expect. It's PUBG, but a lot more refined, and it's got that good Call of Duty feel.
So then what's the issue?
For me, it's just like,
The problem I had with it is that Battle Royale needs a big map and needs a lot of people.
It's got a fairly sized map.
When you introduce that into the Call of Duty formula, which is usually has people moving around very quickly, jumping, gliding, sliding off the walls and shit, and they're very fast running, it doesn't work as well. And same thing with it would be with a vehicle combat. It doesn't feel right in the Call of Duty format. I think that's what kind of hurts it when it comes to the Battle Royale thing.
I think for me, is that really, I'm kind of a hypocrite here because I play a bunch of Fortnite and I also used to play PUBG with Squid and Adrian too. And whoever else we could get. But I just think that... I still think that the Battle Royale stuff is just overrated.
It's oversaturated. It's
oversaturated. And overrated as fuck. And I think that more games jumping on the bandwagon is kind of dumb. Like, Call of Duty didn't go full Battle Royale, which is good. They still have the classic Call of Duty modes. They have zombies, and those are the two things that that I'm going to be pretty much playing. And in fact, I'm probably going to play a bunch of zombies today just because I fucking can. And that's great. I just think Battle Royale is, unless you're playing Fortnite, like, I really like what Fortnite is doing. Especially because they have things like 50v50 and other limited time modes that...
Fortnite is leading the charge because they're actually making a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you don't... They've made the Battle Royale... they've just taken it and done their own kind of crazy thing with it, which keeps it fresh and somewhat entertaining. Because I'm just not really into the Battle Royale thing as most people are. Still really like arena shooters. I still really like that kind of combat. So for me, I really like going into 50v50, which is still Battle Royale, but it feels somewhat like an arena shooter because you got teams of 50 pitted against teams of 50 with, you know, the standard drop thing and everything. And it's that for me is what does it.
I think my one gripe about 50v50, though, is that most of the times I play it, I either feel like I go through an entire match without doing a single goddamn thing, or I run into somebody and get instantly murked. And maybe it's just because I'm bad, but...
Fair enough.
Every problem that everyone has with a game is because they suck at the game. Confirmed.
So, the thing... So, what I find weird is my PC can't run Fortnite, but it can run games that are more graphically intensive. Last time I played it, I was playing 50v50, and it was still rendered on, like, far distance, so there was, like, no detail in anything. And all I could do was walk forward, and I still managed to not die.
Zach, I just want to let you know that when I first played with Kit, I had that exact same problem. PUBG ran better on my PC than fucking Fortnite did. Do you remember that, Kit?
Yes, I do.
That shit...
It just refuses to run on my computer.
I don't know how... I don't know how that works, but it makes it really funny that I'm not the only one that had that problem.
And so...
It boggles my mind.
Quick Fastly was born.
Quick Fastly and Speed Hasty took the charge, took Fortnite, not by storm, but we took Fortnite.
To the next level. It's ours
to
now. We own it.
Take it to the next
level. Next.
Yo, Wallace, remember when we, like... That's where it was like we spent anywhere from 15 to like 45 minutes setting up for this like big fight we're going to do in Playground mode, only to realize that you can't actually.
Well, they added new, they added modifiers to Playground. So if we tried to do that again, we might actually be able to, make that happen. So if you ever want to try and do that, or if you're ever playing Fortnite, I might just hit you up and be like, yo.
Oh, nice. Okay.
If I could ever get it to run.
Let's do some fun shit.
Let's do some damage.
It'd be fun to get a full tripulse squad. Not because we'd win, but because it'd be funny.
And we'll see if I can join from Switch. I probably can't join from Switch, can I?
No, you can.
Yeah.
Switch is cross-platform.
I know, but like the special modes, you can't, can I?
You should be able to. Oh, almost. Okay. I also want to talk about this because it's actually kind of important to me, just from an esports perspective. Because for anyone that doesn't know, I used to be really involved in competitive Rocket League in that scene as a shoutcaster. And so that stuff still kind of intrigues me, although I've pretty much completely moved away since leaving shoutcasting. But PlayStation announced the beta for crossplay with Xbox and Switch,
specifically
with Fortnite, and that's actually huge.
There was another one like immediately after that confirmed crossplay.
I can't remember, but it's really, really big, because one of the problems that we had with running community tournaments, specifically for Nexus, which is who I casted for, was our tournaments, we only did PC and PlayStation. So if you were Xbox, you couldn't play because you couldn't cross-platform with PlayStation. And the only reason we chose PlayStation instead of Xbox and Switch was because they'd been around for the longest. So if you were on PS4, you could keep up with PC players. Just because the skill level, that's just where the skill level was at. Like, Xbox players that had just started playing on Xbox, they couldn't really keep up with the rest of the crowd. So, the fact that cross-platform is potentially coming to Rocket League is huge for me, because that means even more people hopefully coming into events like RLRS, RLCS, and community tournaments, and maybe hopefully we'll start to see the players on those platforms, like especially Switch, maybe start to get competitive, and that really, really excites me. So that's kind of a big gaming thing that I'm looking forward to. And hopefully
Switch has a very, very hardcore aim assist, by the way, so that's kind of a
understandable.
We'll see. We'll see.
You can also do the whole aim with the Switch thing too. So I mean,
did they actually put gyroscope aiming in the Switch Fortnite?
I think Switch Fortnite has gyroscope aiming now.
That is the greatest.
It is the greatest.
Are there any other gaming news?
Going on about Fortnite for a second. Can I just? I just like to talk about how absolutely garbage Epic Game support is.
Oh yeah,
it's always been.
Oh no, it's
quit slamming the door. Ass. Sorry, guys.
What's it called? So I wanted to, because I have Fortnite on my Xbox, right? But I didn't realize that for some reason it automatically just makes a complete separate account when you first load the game up on your Xbox. And I wanted to have it with the account that I actually have progress on. So I was like, okay, I'll just connect it from there. And then it's like, oh, your thing's already connected to an Epic Games account. And then so I was like, okay, I'll just disconnect it. And it's like, oh, you need to verify your email. Epic Games just doesn't send you verification emails.
Yep.
And then
The way Josh talks is exactly how he acts in real life.
What do you mean?
Just all the pauses and shit. It's just, I don't know.
Sorry, man. It's when I talk.
I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say it's because he is currently playing Forza as we speak, but
no,
you're not wrong.
Have you seen that video? Have you seen that video of him looking at the pamphlet?
God,
I've seen that video.
Josh is the tripulse punching bag.
Not that I'm trying to be mean to you, Josh. It's just
I get it, you act exactly
the way you talk, and I think it's cool, first of all, but I also think it's fucking hilarious.
Well, no, like, I get it. I'm watching this video, and I'm like, oh god, it looks so slow. Like, it looks like I'm just not getting it. Especially because I'm just sitting there, just staring at this little pamphlet.
I mean, but then you drop it intently. They don't open, or they're open until 7, or they don't open until 7 or something like that for their European line. And like, I lost it for a second. I was like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Anyways, I just wanted to throw that out there real fast. No, Epic Games, terrible support. No verification.
I guess that transitions into recaps.
I would like to announce,
not yet, because I actually want to talk about some other stuff before that.
Oh,
I would like to announce quickly before that. Tripulse has now reached its Fortnite quota for the next 5 years. You are officially banned from talking about Fortnite until then.
Shit.
Damn it.
Why?
Anyways, I just want to point out.
Let's go.
First of all, the last tripod that happened right before Wallace and I went to Base Cannon, it's never going to be uploaded because I went back over the recording. No fucking audio. I don't know what the fuck happened. There's no audio on it, so that one's never going to come out. This is the next tripod that will come out.
that we recorded at my place?
Yes.
Oh shit.
There's no fucking audio on that recording. I don't know what happened. I guess my computer decided since there was nowhere for the audio to go that it just wasn't playing, so it muted everything or something. I don't know, but there's no audio on that recording, so that one's never coming out.
That was a funny podcast, though.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I was gonna say, anyways, anything that we talked about during that podcast, we can talk about during this podcast. And
I mean, honestly, most of it was just
such as Josh's album that came out. We never talked about it on a tripod until now, actually.
we'll talk about some of the things from that tripod when we get to the recaps, because most of it was about what we were doing anyways.
So two more things I want to throw out there before we go back to recaps. Number one, Wallace talked about the Yeti, the Blue Yeti earlier. I just want to say the Blue Yeti Nano is super nice. That's what I'm talking on right now.
Ooh.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Sounds just as good. It like just came out, I think. Sounds just as good as the Blue Yeti. I think they're discontinuing the regular Yeti in favor of this one. That way they can have the Yeti Pro with the XLR.
Hmm.
But very nice. It's a very nice thing. I like it a lot. Just wanted to throw that one out there. Also, I want to talk about Assassin's Creed. I have not liked Assassin's Creed as much as I have liked it, like the idea of it, since Origins has come out. And Origins came out last year. And so now they have Odyssey out, and everything looks amazing. And you can climb a giant-ass statue on top of a mountain that actually has a has Zeus's dong on it. And you can literally climb up the statue and hang from his ball sack.
That is some shit right there.
Why?
That is
and your character, if you get anywhere near it, like too close to it, he's like, I think I shouldn't be climbing on this. It's fucking incredible.
Ubisoft innovating in the video game industry with accurate weenus physics.
But you are incentivized to climb the statue. Because there's a one of those whatchamacallit points at the top of it, the vantage point, whatever they're fucking called in Assassin's Creed, where they reveal the surrounding area.
The Far Cry Towers.
The Far Cry Towers. The towers from Breath of the Wild.
The Far Cry Towers that they removed from Far Cry, but not Assassin's Creed.
But yeah, that's first of all, that's one of the things. About it. Also, I just want to say the combat in these two actually feels really good. I played it on Ezra's Xbox the other day, and yeah, it's really cool. If you guys, hi,
hello. All right,
you are entitled to your incorrect opinion.
I think this is
a joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyways, it's not a joke. I genuinely like it. I think there's nothing wrong with Assassin's Creed as it is right now.
No, I mean what I said was a joke.
Except what you said is a joke. Okay. Except for, you know, all the controversy around them releasing multiple versions of the game with different content that you might not get with other versions of the game and the fucking microtransactions and shit. Yeah.
I didn't hear about this all the time.
It's fine. It's not worth discussing.
Okay. Cool.
Origin. I mean, first of all, classic Ubisoft tradition. Regular game, gold game, deluxe game, ultimate game.
You mean what literally everybody else is doing?
Yeah, but on release.
Yeah, but also
Ubisoft actually has, if I remember correctly, 7 different editions of this one game.
Let's go back to that real fast. Odyssey has regular edition, deluxe edition, gold edition, ultimate edition,
definitive edition, and collector's edition.
Medusa edition and Pantheon edition.
Can we just take a moment to
one of those comes with stuff, like it's like a bundle with some collectibles, so that one gets a soft pass. Because it's not really like hiding any content. As far as I know, it's not hiding any content behind it. But the other one like has a bunch of shit that you can't get unless you buy that version, so that's not cool. Anyways, if you buy the game just for the game, it's a good game. I recommend it.
Sick. I just want to take a moment to acknowledge what Gaxel said in text for voice. Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Can you throw your hat
and possess people?
Kit and I have beat this fucking horse into the ground.
Everyone has.
Yeah, but this is the first time. This is the first time I've seen that joke, and I just want to get my.
Well, that particular joke we probably haven't said, but we've beat the Odyssey joke over the head a lot.
Hmm.
Leonidas for
Am I the Smash. Only one that actually looked up a picture of the statue in game?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't have to.
You are? Absolutely.
Adrian can't unsee it now.
I also found out that they censored it in some countries.
He's already climbed that bitch in game. He's gotten a full front view.
If you're listening to this, it's too late.
I actually didn't get to do that myself. I Ezra did that. But the opening of the game, like after nobody cares about spoilers to this, I guess, right?
None of y'all. No, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. So the opening of the game is the classic 300 opening. You know, they're fighting the Persians and whatever, and you play as Leonidas for a little bit, and then it like jumps out of it, takes you to the Animus, and then jumps you into a different character altogether. The opening of that part, they have like the eagle flying in, or whatever bird is native to Greece. They have it flying in, and like it's looking around, and like it passes by the statue, and it passes by in a way that you're like, I think I saw, I don't think, no way they would have put that in there. And so like you're thinking about it the entire time you're like running around, because like you're literally down the hill from this statue, and then you have to actually go halfway up it for one of the first quests, and then it like pings you and says, hey, there's this point up here, and also a leap of faith. And so like naturally, as Assassin's Creed people do, you go to it and you start climbing it, and boom, it's there in your face.
Are you telling me that you can do a leap of faith?
No, not off of that. No. First of all, it's not Magnum. Second of all,
all right, shit.
You do the leap of faith off of a thunderbolt that he's holding.
Assassin's Creed, stay on some gay shit, fam.
I mean, it's Greece. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah, to be fair, Greece was on some gay shit, so, like, I guess that's to be expected.
Zeus literally fucked a woman on the planet, and then just because he didn't want her to have a kid, or just because he didn't want her kid to, like, turn around and grow up with her telling him that he was her father, he turned her into a cow.
That's actually not
true at all. I'm sorry. This is the same thing that happened to
Jerry Springer.
Shit. Hades is arguably the nicest of the gods.
Zeus fucked a chick. Hera found out, and she turned her into a cow. She also did the same thing to Medusa. That's why you have the
Yes.
All right.
That was because of Poseidon.
Greece is on some fucked up shit, dude. Like,
okay. Now my question about the like intro to Assassin's Creed Odyssey or whatever, explaining. Does it have that shitty like 2007 Sparta remix that was like all over the internet?
No, I don't remember this.
0 out of 10 worst game. I swear to God, you had to have heard it somewhere. If I heard it, you heard it.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker for me. No remix, no buy.
Anyway,
Are we
Red Dead Redemption 2 coming out soon? Okay. I've already voiced my opinion of it. I don't think it's going to be anything too special.
Ace Combat
no
7
PC
hype.
Version. No PC version.
Until next year, so you buy it twice.
Fallout 76. that's another game. This might be the first Fallout game I buy since New Vegas.
You mean the first? What? Since there was only one in between.
let me clarify. I've only played New Vegas.
Okay, so you've only played New Vegas. I see.
there's a little caveat right there that you probably needed. I've only played New Vegas, and I've like considered getting 3, and maybe going back and playing 2 and 1, although.
2 and 1 is a completely different.
I mean, it's going back to Daggerfall and Arena.
It's right cool. Now. It's cool if you really like Fallout, but they're also really difficult games.
Not really.
Awesome. Or at least one is really difficult.
I'm like 90% sure that there's a new RPGs. Vegas or
then 1 and 2 are the best games in the series. Otherwise, 4 is probably your best bet.
Well, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure there's a mod somewhere that can, like, give you the story slash feel of the first two games in one of the newer games. Anyways, 76, I like it. I think it looks cool. The fucking gameplay is coming out right now.
I'm gonna wait for reviews on that one. I'm not fully convinced yet, but it looks cool. But I'm just not quite certain.
I haven't talked about the biggest game coming out this month. Stardew Valley on iOS and Android.
Shut up.
Stop. You know, biggest deal.
Biggest. Shut up. Biggest release of the year.
Okay, but actually, though,
it's gonna.
I am actually happy for that.
It's gonna fucking sell like crazy.
Yeah,
it's gonna be one of the top selling games on iOS and probably Android for a very long time. It's such a
good. Yeah.
I'm not buying it, but I'm really glad it exists.
This is gonna be the third.
I've convinced my friends to switch from Unreal Engine to Godot, and I'm happy.
Oh.
Cool. I don't know what any of that means. Well, I know what Unreal Engine
well, like,
what's an Unreal Engine?
Game development stuff.
Do I look like I know what an Unreal Engine is?
Unreal? Gotta get you a Hemi.
All right.
Okay. Opens up. This is just toilet sounds.
I guess that was too much, right? Let's move on to recaps and shit.
Wait. Last bit about gaming.
Oh, God.
Forza Race is really driving me up the wall. I should be laughing, everyone, but I'm not.
All right, Josh, thank you. Now back to Adrian for the recaps.
This has been the Tripod Elongation Station.
We've only been on for an hour.
Yeah, but the segments, they just kept getting dragged.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. Anybody else have anything to talk about before?
It's about time to wrap this up.
Yeah, it's time.
Okay. I'm currently on lap 28 out of 50.
Yeah, this whole time Josh has been playing Forza.
Wait. You've only done that much in 3 hours?
Each lap is about 8 to 10 minutes long.
Okay,
8 minutes if you're a good driver, but I'm not the best, so...
That's also not counting your rewinds.
That also is not counting rewinds or times I've paused. I'm doing a lot of rewinds.
All right. Anyways, thank you, everybody, for listening. I know this entire thing. Fucking long podcast. You didn't have to listen to Base Camp or Lost Lands recaps, but we thank any and all listeners, and of course, you know, our people who join us and don't
also
get
the Academy
in talking. Yes, the Academy, and also want to take a quick chance to talk to you guys about Lisa Mattress.
Sponsor,
I guess, right? Myself from these fucking stupid ass fake sponsored goddamn good night.
And if
everybody.
You use our code on Crunchyroll,
not allowed. Banned.
Banned.
Illegal.